of you know that God is enough for you in this place today? So, we are in our hometown. Yeah, it's good to be home. You guys having a good time so far? Yeah? Did you guys see Toby Mac last night? Nice. Well, we are Barlow Girl, and actually, my big sister Becca is a rock and roll guitar player. You guys agree? It's pretty awesome. What happened was Becca rocked so hard that she broke a string. So, what we like to do is we do this thing called three strikes, you're out. And it's perfect, we're on a baseball field. This is actually perfect.
That's amazing.
Wow, this comes full circle. So what happens is she broke one string. If she breaks two more,
I get kicked out of
the
band.
She gets kicked out of the band.
So if any of you guys can play guitar,
we hire one of you.
Yeah.
That guy is ready, back there. He's ready, okay. So just get ready, all right? Two more strings and we're hiring a new
Everyone
plays guitar. Yeah, wow.
Everyone does,
and their mother. Cool.
Everyone's praying that she keeps breaking
strings. I know, please don't pray she breaks strings.
That's not cool.
Any girls? Yes.
Girls in general or girls that play guitar?
Girls that play guitar.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
That works.
Well, it'll work, right? So two more strings back.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready to keep your place in the band?
Stay in the band, Becca. I like you.
I kind of like you. I'm a little attached.
I like you guys, too.
All right, here we go.
Two, three.
Truth and hell gets me.
Because you're from the Chicago area. So that's the only reason why you're allowed to. Do we have any Cubs fans out here?
Yeah!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We do not boo when I say the Cubs. That's not allowed. Whatevs. What, do you like the Sox or something? Well, anyways, even though our
weird old
sports different, whatever, I don't even care. You're still in our band. And since you're in our band, I have to know who in the world you are. So what we're gonna do is on the count of three, you're gonna scream your names at us girls absolutely as loud as you possibly can. And that's how we're gonna take our wonderful friendship to the next level, all right? Your names on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three!
Your names!
It is so nice to meet you guys.
Well, it's official.
So nice to meet you.
It's official, we're best friends.
BFs.
BFFs.
It's only official if it's on Facebook, I'm sorry.
FFF.
That's how the cool kids say it.
Forever, forever, and forever.
So now you guys are the band. I need your help on this next song. The song is called Never Alone, and if you guys know this song, let's sing this out in this place. Guys, I want to make this our prayer. I want you to know something. We serve a God who has promised us, who has guaranteed us, that no matter what we're facing in this place, no matter what you came in here believing today or not believing, we serve a God. He's never
going to
leave us or forsake us, and that's a promise.
Sorry, I
hear you. Guys, God's intimacy with us, God's love for us is never based on our performance. So let's stop playing church today. Let's stop playing church and let's just accept Him for who He is. Let's get down to a relationship, huh? So if you guys know the song, let's make this our prayer.
Did you really?
was awesome singing, by the way. That was awesome. Guys, we finished a new album just recently. Woohoo! It only took us a year. And we were wondering, because we love you guys so much, because it is our hometown, would you guys like to hear a brand new song of the album? Yes! Good. If you had said no, that would have been really discouraging and awkward, so thank you for saying yes. This next song is called Beautiful Ending. And guys, we had written this song really based off of a fear, I'll be honest, that I've had for a really long time, that us girls have had since day one of this. And when God called us to do ministry, when God called us to go into music, I remember begging him not, I know this sounds funny, but not to give me that calling. I remember begging him not to put me in ministry. Because my greatest fear is that I'm going to spend my whole life doing all the good Christian things that a Christian should, and serving God and working for God. But at the end of my life, I'm afraid that I'm going to go through my whole life working and never really pursuing Him. And somehow along the way, forgetting who He is. And I know that sounds funny, guys, but you see so many tragic stories. Why is it that when we're saved, when we're first called, we realize that we can't earn it at all, right? So we just lay everything aside and we fall on our faces. And in that one moment, we realize that we are completely helpless and we surrender to God. And there's this amazing feeling that comes and we realize that we're just His, that we don't have to be anything else, but we're just His. And then somewhere along the way, we're told, okay, well, now that you're a Christian, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. And all of a sudden, it just becomes about works. And we forget that moment that we just surrendered. And there's so many endings that are tragic. Because we lost who He was. And something that I've realized on this journey is that at the end of all of this, I just want to be in His arms. At the end of this and the microphones and the lights and the stage, at the end of all of this, I just want to be in His arms. That's all that matters. That's it. When I get to heaven, God's not going to ask me how many albums I sold. He's not going to ask me how many number one singles I had. He's not going to ask you how much money you made. Are you still in His arms? Maybe it's time to go back to that day where you just laid on your face and you said, I'm yours, I've got nothing to give you. Because I think if we just take the time to stay in His arms, I guarantee we're going to have a beautiful ending. And no matter where you're at today, if you feel lost, if you feel like that emotion, that original feeling that you had with Him is gone, I want you to know, I want you to hear this, it is not too late for you to have a beautiful ending.
Everywhere. Still here with me.
Verse that I want to share with you, and this verse is one of my favorites, and this verse is for you today, so I really want you to take it to heart. All right, the verse is 1 Peter 2:9. It says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." It's a good verse, isn't it? I love it so much. Usually my Vanna White comes and takes this from me. Where are you, Vanna? Her name's not Vanna, guys. That'd be not weird. Anyways. Guys, I love that verse so much. Because you know what?
She's good.
I think it makes us realize that, guys, we are it. We are the chosen generation. God has chosen us. God has chosen you to live now for such a time as this, to go out into this world and to shake things up a little bit. Guys, you were called to change the world, and you were called to make history. And God has had a calling on your life since the beginning of time. You're not just put on this earth to take up some space. And I am so done with us as Christians just sitting back in our nice, comfortable little churches, and all we do is we complain about everything that's wrong in this world, but we never do anything about it. Guys, we need to be the change. We need to be the change that we want to see in this world. Let's stop sitting back and waiting for somebody else to do something great, and let's be all that God has intended us to be in our life. Guys, are you brave enough to find out why God put you on this earth? Are you brave enough to find out the calling that God has on your life? Because he has something so amazing for you in your life. He has something amazing for you to be in your life. Guys, let me tell you though, it's not always easy doing what God calls you to do. Because a lot of times, God asks us to do pretty weird things. The people look at us and like, are you kidding me? You're really gonna stand for that? You're really gonna do that? One thing for us girls is God called us girls to take a stand for purity in our life. And you know what? If we cared about what everybody else thought, I guarantee we wouldn't be taking a stand for purity in our life. But guys, I have learned that I cannot care about what everybody else thinks about me in my life. If God calls me to do it, I better do it with my whole heart. Guys, what is God calling you to do? God's calling you to do something great.
You are the chosen generation. Never forget that. Never forget that God chose you to live now, to do something amazing for Him. Guys, go out in this world and embrace your destiny, and go out and shake this world up for our God, all right? This next song is called Average Girl. It's about us girls getting up here and how God has called us girls to live a pure life, to not date, and to dress modestly. So, on this next song, I need to see you guys rocking out so hard with us, all right? I feel my insides shifting around inside of me. But I did it for you. I exploded my innards just for you. So, that's how much I love you. That was the grossest visual picture of the entire world. I am really, thank you for loving me despite that really bad visual. Anyways, all right, you guys. You're all in the band, right? Okay, since you're all in the band, I need two things from you guys. And you have to give them to me. One, because you're in the band. Two, I'm the baby of the family. So I get whatever I want when I ask for it. You babies know exactly what I'm talking about. So.
No, I don't.
That's right. Don't act all innocent.
I do.
What? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. First thing I need from you guys. And you've been doing it this entire time, so I better see it. And I want to see you guys rocking out so hard with us on this next song, all right? You know?
Yeah.
You know you're rocking really hard when Becca flips her hair.
Yeah, it's Becca.
That's kind of the that's the signal.
So
watch out for that.
Seriously, guys, that's her like, good job, crowd. Okay? And the second thing I need from you is I want to hear your lovely singing voices sing with us girls on the song, right? And I want you guys to sing a part with me. I need you guys to sing at the top.